we come up to the conclusion we needed this because there were so many testimonies arriving to us as an association, journalists who were suffering from a wage gap, but also like glass ceiling, who couldn't access to bigger responsibilities, but also harassment and sexist aggression in their redactions, that we thought that we had to organize an horizontal discussion. As you probably know, in the feminist history, solutions often come out from women meeting together and sharing their experience, because when you share what you've gone through, you are able to see what is part of the system and you understand how the same schemes are repeated over and over again. So the idea was to share our experiences to come up with solutions.
What's been your experience of being a journalist, a female journalist in France, Lorraine?
I realized that as a woman on television, I was not expected to think much. I was more expected to smile. You know, they were not expecting me to bring some serious subject on the table. And also, I wasn't really authorized to take part in the serious conversation. It was really hard for me to, like, you know, be able to interrupt and speak when the issue was interesting to me. But also I noticed that it was a daily program. It was a program that was supposed to comment on what was going on the news. And I realized on a whole week, maybe we would have like 20 guests come on the set and maybe 3 or 4 women out of all these guests. And
so there really wasn't gender parity at all?
No, not at all. And I was like, oh my God, there is this discrimination going on and I'm just realizing it right now. And whatsoever, the women, when they came on the set, they were often mansplained, interrupted. Often after a while, there was going to be a comic that would come on the set and make a comment about their dress or their hair, as usual. And that made me really angry.
So you just stayed one season, right?
Yeah, only one season. After 3 months, I decided to create my own podcast.
You've created La Poudre. It's an in-depth interview with different women from all different backgrounds, but strong women with good stories, women that have been successful or that are defending a certain cause. And an in-depth interview that lasts, yeah, about an hour. So this is, you know, something that would be hard to imagine maybe on the radio.
Yes.
But it's become extremely successful as a podcast. You've had like 4 million listens since you founded it just over 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, I'm really amazed when I see how many people listen to that pod. When I launched it, I was hoping to get 5,000 listeners and that would have been like, you know, the sky to me. And it really, really quickly became a kind of a phenomenon with people sharing it and commenting it a lot. And in a way, it's sad because La Poudre is nothing more than a one-hour space for a woman to speak. I mean, what I created is like so simple. It's just a place where women can speak about what they care about without being interrupted. And now many more podcasts have been created, and I'm so glad I kind of impulsed this feminist podcast movement in France. But at the beginning, it was incredible that people found this so revolutionary, but I guess there was a very strong need for women voices in society. And it's very mathematical. A few months ago, there was this figure that came out, only 31% of voices of women on the radio and television in France. Where we needed women's stories. That's all.
And have you seen that this has had any kind of impact on mainstream media, or do you think basically, yes, this is where women are going to head, to podcasts?
I think podcast is an incredible tool of freedom, and I'm not surprised so many women journalists were inspired to create their own podcast, because even when you try and push the walls from the inside, you're always going to get a moment where the obstacles are going to be bigger than you. It's really, really hard to make the media change, especially in France, where there is this big tradition of like institutional medias that were created after World War II and that were like, you know, supposed to carry all these values of, you know, humanism and progressism. So it's very hard to criticize them. But there are also places where men are in charge a lot. And when you're a woman in this media, you can be a warrior, you can want to change the world, you always end up a bit alone.